Ace Rambam?
Yeah. Oh, it's Rambam, yeah.
Now, let's see. Rambam bothers you, bothers me too. Hilchus Mechira, right?
Yeah. You keep going.
Okay. Right now.
Hilchus Mechira.
You figured it out, yeah. Tezvav?
That's a good place to start.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Kol Hamona
Esek. Oh, one second. Let me just look at the Koseris, yeah.
Yes.
What is the Koseris?
Four mitzvahs.
Shelo Yonah b'Mekachonanka. Shelo Yonah b'Dvorim. Shelo Yonah ger tzedek b'mamono. Shelo Yonehu b'Dvorim.
He does switch his lashon in days to Dalit.
How many mitzvahs?
Well,
is the mitzvah of Mekachonanka.
Right.
That's the dinim, the institution. That's also council mitzvah. And then, so on Ger Tzedek, if you look at this formula, so you'd be over two if you did on O, right? Because Shelo Yonah b'Mekachamir b'Mamka, that's a generic. And then you have Shelo Yonah Ger Tzedek b'Mamano. And then Shelo Yonah B'Dvarim was a generic. And Shelo Yonehu B'Dvarim on a Ger Tzedek. It's an interesting thing he says Ger Tzedek, huh?
You're supposed to just Ger?
You're supposed to Ger B'Alma.
Maybe Ger Tosha wouldn't be included under...
No, definitely not Ger Tosha. Right. But even if he's a Ger, but if he's not Shema Shabbos, let's say. He's a Chaz L'Surah.
Oh, you think that excludes it?
It sounds like that.
I thought Ger Tzedek is to exclude Ger Tosha.
Well, Ger Tzedek usually means that he keeps the system. He's not a Chaz L'Surah. While Ger Tzedek Volenu. Okay, so that's what it would sound like anyways. Either two.
Right.
What that's the base, because in other words, there's one lava on Anas Mamon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're over the lava of Anas Mamon, you're not over the lava of Anas Dvarim. And vice versa. If you're over the lava of Anas Dvarim, so you're not over the lava of what?
Mm-hmm.
Of Anas Mekachamanka. And then you have a duplication by Ger Tzedek for Anas Mamon and for Anas Dvarim. So logically, it would seem that what should you say? That if I'm ana ger tzedek, so I'm over two of them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the way the Rambam has it, right?
Right.
Good.
Kol hamon es ager bein b'mamon bein b'dvarim over b'shlosh lavim shenemar v'ger lo sona zu hanayas dvarim.
Okay, because that's like you're oppressing.
Yeah, lachatz is b'mamon. Halamata she'amonis agir aver b'shlosh lavim mishum losona yishes amiso.
Right.
Is the pasuk of Hanaz Dvarim in general? Right. He quotes in Halacha Yud Beis.
Here.
Right.
Then
umishum lo sona ishes achiv, which is the law of the general law of Anas Mamon.
Right.
Atam ishes achiv. Umishum v'ger lo sona, which is Anas Dvarim by a ger.
Umishum
v'ger lo sona. So he means over here, if you ma'ana the ger with Dvarim, you're over in three lavim.
Bein b'mam and bein b'dvarim. So you're over on what? Even if you did only Mamon. So you'd be over, or certainly you'd be over Mamon too.
Right.
But the Chiddush is that he drags in on Anas Dvarim.
Anas Dvarim of the Yisrael, not of the Ger.
Not of the Ger. In other words, he should be over four.
Right. You're right. So for some reason, he only drags in Anas Dvarim of the Yisrael, but not the
That's strange.
Yeah, right. Why aren't you drinking the other one?
Yeah, Bill reformed them.
Or just wait, the other one.
Might as well. Doesn't question it. Okay, go ahead.
The king in Lachatzel. Vehoneu b'mamon over b'shlosha. Mishumatono yishesachim, mishumatono yishesamiso.
Altona yishesachim means what again?
That's Onaz Mekachumemka by Yisrael.
Okay.
And then Losun yishesamiso, that's Onaz Dvar by Yisrael. And Losachatzenu is the Isra of Onaz Mamon by Ager. So we've made ma over begir a lav shal nois mamon dvarim apanois mamon the lav shal nois mamon apanois dvarim.
That's strange.
Yeah. It's nice of him to actually do this, you know?
What?
Usually he's not so kind to like spell
that's
it out.
Right. That's right. Here he meets you a little bit.
A little bit.
Comes out to meet you a little bit.
Now,
if we can understand what this means.
Yeah.
Great. Very good.
I don't know if it's halfway, it's like a quarter of the way.
Yeah. Maybe an eighth. You see, he asks the kasha. Let's take the Magid Mishnah. V'lo yadati lama. You see what he says? V'lo yadati lama nitcha korav. It's right under Vayikra Yates.
Okay. V'lo yadati lama nitcha korav lama.
Where is it?
Under Vayikra Yates in Magid Mishnah.
Halfway, it's in the middle of the Magid.
Halfway.
He quotes the full text.
What's that?
I'm just saying, if I quote the full text of the Rambam to say, like, it's definitely there.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. I don't mind that.
Okay, V'lo yadati?
V'lo yadati, lama nitcha karav.
Lama nitcha karav, lomar, mashi kasav. Ger over him, but nice dvarim. Alav shall nice mammon, the chem hepech. Shahari yishkan, shne lavim, you chodim, but nice mammon. Shahilachitza ledaito. Zal. Shne lam, but nice dvarim. Shazelosona, velosona, osa. Shahim, but nice dvarim. Velosion, mechilta. The gerlosona, but dvarim. Shne lam, and won't be a spell. Echabonaz mammon, echabonaz dvarim. Shagir Nechalei Mahem Hari Kan Shish Alavim.
Has good sex?
I think that the way that like the Rashi learns the Gemara. Gemara has three. I think there's like other ways to learn it.
Shnei Lavim Amur Yisrael Echavim Asman Echavim Asdvar Shagir Nechalei Mahem. One, two. Oh, I see what he means by six. He means the first one is on a ger in Yisrael. Let's take an last moment. The first love is on a ger in Yisrael, and then there's a second love. on a gear. So that's three. That's three love.
The what?
The first love is on a gear and a Yisro.
That's one love.
That's what?
That's one. Two. Why is it two? You said it's one love and a gear and a Yisro.
I mean, it's one.
I think maybe he's referring to how you learn the Gemara, like with the probable part we skipped. Because the Gemara says you're over in three lavim.
Okay. Let's go over it.
Okay. The Rashi's al
kosev. I have to go back. You're right. Go ahead.
The Rashi's al kosev. Hama'anis agir bo'na dvarim. Ha'lochzo ha'dochko. Lo tiyeh lo kenosha. Lochitz husha dochak osa l'dvo lo eschobo. Hachi garsinan, maishno na dechzib beit plasa v'ger losone losonu osav losone ishas amiso v'ger b'cham miso l'chutzunami plasa ksibbe v'ger losachat zene v'ger losalachetz losila kenosha akamashono inu mefarish l'chitza onaz mamon elo dechikas mamon kein losi elo kenosha v'hu anachon b'pshat halashon v'vevesti v'chaber t'miyam b'inai v'tzarfi.
Boy, that's pretty big if the Margin Mission doesn't defend it wrong.
Not even a Dochik Pshat.
That's right. But Rashi, I think, is Lashitoso, that he counts the love depending on how many love in it. It's how many times it says love.
Yeah.
But the Ram doesn't do that. The Ram goes by the Inyan.
Right.
If it says love twice, he doesn't count it as two.
Right.
That's the universal Machlokas. So when he says six, he means because it's written six three times.
Right.
But the Rambam doesn't go that way. The Rambam just goes by the Inyan. Even if it says Losona twice, it just counts as one. So what's his kasha? His main kasha is how does he get the Onos Dvarim into the Onos Mechira?
Right.
And vice versa.
Right. Pretty straightforward question.
What?
It's a pretty straightforward question on the Rambam.
Yes.
Right. He's not bothered by if you do onos dvarim by a ger that you're over onos dvarim as well, because he's Yisrael too.
No, it doesn't.
That's true of Rambam's way.
Yeah, I know, but he's not bothered by that.
No.
No, he's Yisrael.
He's Yisrael?
I mean, not a I measure what the Ram
said. Right, yeah.
The Ram's trying to explain himself, and it's still like, to me, I'm like, what is he talking about?
Yeah, it's a mitzvah in the Yashu of the Sharma, that's for sure. Do we have anybody else on it? In that case,
there's a lack of Mishnah.
Yeah, what is he saying?
Okay, there's a Rav HaMagid. Hikshar Beinu Kushios may allow him and sign the Kosov in the Sigis of Gemar. Abayish Lakshos are Beinu Kushios Acheos, Mineu Bey. Okay, so then the Ram intrinsically is, internally is difficulties. The Im Kedvarov is over in Allah Shal Naz Mamon, Naz Dvarim, the Chem Behepech, be Israel Nami.
Right.
Milo Over, Ba Naz Mamon, El Balav Echa, Shuatani Shazachev. Moshe Kasa, Bereish Perkin Beis, Vachem Ma'onas Dvarim, Amaylo Avar, Ela Belo, Sona Yishas Amiso, Moshe Kasa Khan, Hayo Lavra, Mamo Vnei Dvarim, Adnar Vnei Mamo, Dumi Degar. Why, if you violate one law by doing the other, so then by Yisrael also, it should be over on both of them.
Right.
Okay, the Ode. The Mamo and Degar, Amaylo Avar, Ela Degar, Lo Sona, Shusha Dvarim, even that Amras came. The over belchitas mamon shal shemishim over alav the son of the Rambam Yisrael v'chein over al the son of the Rambam Yisrael kivin over al mamon bezek kivin shatziyam yilashana gamkin roil alav al the ger the son of kivin shatziyu lashana. So why by the ger? You know, run all four.
That was our question.
That was our question. Okay. The efshalom of the taritz was esh kaser rabbeinu zal. So I'm gonna try to explain the Rambam's answer.
Reason. Yeah.
Okay. The kafalam beger b'shnei dvarim beferish losonu v'los lachetz. V'im kavanas akasav haisa shiyavo b'anas mamon b'ger ba'arba lema b'ger lo sone shnei pa'amim b'chad b'mamon b'chad b'dvarim d'umid Yisrael d'chzib b'ei lo sone v'lo sone echad mamon v'echad b'dvarim u'mid ishani v'kasav b'chad b'lashon hana'a b'chad b'lashon l'chitza mashma d'asa lomar d'mechulakim him zemizeh v'lo yav v'al zeh kizeh v'lo v'al zeh kizeh So we can at least answer the second one. He's saying that the lav by the ger is formulated differently than it's not just a duplicate of the lav by the Yisrael, but applying to a ger, but it's formulated differently, as you see the way Torah expresses it. Somehow, and therefore you don't violate one by the other. Something like that.
Because
another Isser of Hona
by the Eva that runs to you?
Yeah.
Okay,
so Perchas Lachir Aleph.
That's good you found it.
Well, Franco found it, so.
Oh, he brings it in?
Yeah, Franco calls it. It says, Eved Zeh Shebarach La'aretz, Harehu Ger Tzedek, V'hosef Lo Kosev Azhar Acheres, L'mi Shemona Osa, V'bnei Shu Shval Ruach Yeser Min HaGer, V'tziv Alav, Shnemar Imcha Yoshev V'kir Bacha, V'tov Lo, Lo Sonenu Zu, Afana Zvarm, Zu Afana Zvarm, Nintas Lama, Shemona Seger Zeh, V'bishlosh Lavim, משום לא סונו אישה סמי, סון משום בגר לא סונה, משום לא סוננו, וכן אובר משום לא סחצנו, כמו שביארנו בעניין הונאיה.
So
you have four. So it is funny why he says three, right? Mm. He really counts four?
Right.
One, whatever, but it's a strange thing.
Moshe Biyarno b'inyan Onoya.
Right.
So he's making a direct reference there.
You think they're right, correct. But also maybe just like, he does say one thing here. He says, Meshu Shvaruch Yasser Menager.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of giving you a little bit insight into why the Torah is adding.
Yes.
Right?
You see, I think one thing I think it supports the premise that we've been learning all along, namely that we said right away that Onoah is not Gzeila. Right? We said Onoah Bi'ul Mekach stems not from the Mekach Tos, but from the you can't have such a Mekach Yisrael where one guy is overtly oppressing and cheating the other guy. It's the din onoah that's mafkia the mekach. It's a separate institution. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
That was like the, that was our entree into the whole sugya. Right? So therefore, here you see a complete corroboration. So what does it mean when it says losona by mamon? The mamon is the median, but the real iser is against the gavra. That you're being mona the gavra as an individual in terms of mamon. a financial individual, you're treating him like garbage. But the Isser is in the treating the Gavra like nothing. It's not in the Maisa, it's not Gezel. It's really simply the fact that you're putting him down and you're basically degrading him. And you're not showing any deference. You're showing it to him as a human being. And it's the Isser is treating the Gavra that way.
Specifically where you're drawing that from?
What?
Specifically where you're drawing it from.
Because that's what we said in the very beginning.
Yeah, but I'm saying from here, you see that the premise is corroborated.
Oh, yes, that's right. So let me just finish a little bit.
Okay, I'm done.
So the thing is that by Anas Dvarim, it's also a deprecation of the Gavra. But it's a deprecation of the Gavra via Dvarim. But the essential Isser is the deprecation of the Gavra. So the Rambam says that since that's the central issue of deprecation of the Gavra, you could be over, it's very possible to do one and be over on both. In other words, since the Kasuv is Motsiyo Belosh and Losonu, so it means that you shouldn't torment him. And it gives you two media through which you can torment him. But it doesn't necessarily mean that if you torment them through one medium, that you can't be chaya for the other medium also. In other words, let's say the guy is a sensitive guy, and you torment them through mamon. So since he's a sensitive guy, it might not be restricted to mamon. It might be a deprecation against the very essence of the guy, which is Lasano Isha Samiso. I don't know if I got the right one, right?
That's by Mama.
What's the one by
Altonu
Isha Zachar. So, therefore, it could be that you're putting him down through a vehicle of Mama. But if he's a very sensitive person, it could be put down as an as a gaffer also.
How do you go the other way? Sensitive.
And you mean from Dvarim?
Yeah.
Okay, because when you ma'aneu b'dvarim, so you're putting him down as a gavra. As a gavra. But you're not putting him down in terms of his rights in the marketplace. Correct?
Right.
You're not putting him down. You might say he's a businessman. He has a certain respect as a businessman. As a person, I don't like him. As a person, I'm putting him down. But a person who's successful in business has a certain respect. As a matter of fact, a greater respect than a nice person. Their names are in the papers. Their names are all over the yeshivas. So you see that the money gives him a certain status. Right? Mm-hmm. Even the Gemara says Rebbe Mechaber Ashir. So the thing is that when you're putting him down as a person, you're not necessarily putting him down in the area, you're not taking away his self-respect as a business person. Because you're limiting it to personal. And vice versa.
So why are you over this or as mama?
What do you mean? If you cheat him in Mama?
No, if you cheat him in Dvarim, why
oh,
also?
Oh, by the gear?
Yeah.
Oh, but if the person is a more sensitive person, so the put-down could be a universal, could have universal effect. In other words, that he won't have any self-respect, not only as a person, but he won't even be able to have self-respect as if he has an ability in business.
Because he's sensitive, he doesn't divide up those two.
That's correct. Because of his sensitivity.
He can't retain a confidence in one area once you hinge on the other.
Right.
But
he's a gunner. He's a gunner.
But he's saying necessarily that you're going to violate both of them, but you're saying it's dependent upon a person's human condition.
Well, that's what I'm saying. By a ger, that's the human condition.
Oh, I see, I see. Oh. And
so he's more sensitive
to the
Shvarua. Oh, I see, I see.
As a matter of fact, the Rambam says that in the Avadim Yishodim.
Avadim is even a greater Shvarua.
Even a greater Shvarua than the ger, but now we're done with ger.
Right.
So you certainly have the corroboration that the ger is a Shvarua. So therefore, since the Isser of Ono is really not an Isser Gezel, but it's an Isser of a put-down of the Gavra, so by Yisrael, if you put him down in one area, he could still retain his self-respect in another area. But by the sensitive Ger, it's not true. So therefore, if you put him down by Ono's Dvarim, you put him down in both. And besides that, you're over on what? The Isser of Anas Mammon of the Ger.
Of the Israel.
You're over what? What are the three says?
The two by the Israel and the one specific to Ger.
Right. So the two by the Israel is because you can't divide them and there's an overlap. So therefore he's over those two.
Right.
And besides that, what is he over?
The one by the Ger.
The one by the Ger.
May I just explain what, according to this, what the Rambam means in Zion?
Yeah.
Is that since that's the case by a ger, the reality is that when you're mounting in one framework, it'll carry over to the other. So in order for the Torah to have two separate lavim by a ger, if it wants to have two, it has to make the ikar lav like on the maisa. The specific medium is the essence of the lav by the ger. Or you couldn't have had two separate lavim. By Yisrael, you can be mechalik based upon the effect, because they aren't separable by Yisrael. But by a ger, the Torah had to formulate it based upon the medium itself. That's the very essence of the lav. And you see it changed its lashon, formulated by lachatz. Like it's the, almost like the maisa is the Yisrael by the ger. So you don't say when you're doing the maisa of mammon, you're over the maisa of dvarim. Those are two separable maisa. Even though the effect will be the same in the ger.
You're trying to answer where it's not for?
Yeah. With the Ram, that's what I'm saying. That's the Ram, yeah, why it's not four.
Okay, go ahead.
And how you know that? Because since by Yisrael, Torah's Mechalik, Mammon, and Dvarim, by the effect. The Yisrael is to produce a certain effect in the person. And by Yisrael, there are two separate effects. One in the framework of Mammon, one in the framework of Dvarim.
Right.
And that's the two lavim. And by a ger, whenever you produce one, you're always going to produce the other.
Why? Because it affects them in both
areas. Because it's the sense of praise of Shvaruch.
So it affects them in both arenas.
Right. So you'd be over both laws no matter which way you do it.
Yeah.
But now when the Torah formulated a law specific to the Gav of the Ger, it couldn't formulate the two lavim based upon the effects. Because by the Gav of the Ger, they're not separable. So if you have two lavim by a Ger, the Torah has to do it the fairish. It has to attack the specific medium of Mammon and specific medium of Dvarim. And you see it changed its lashon. Instead of doing the Stam Lashon of Ono, which is the effect, it took up the specific medium of Lachatz and Dvarim. So therefore, when you do Dvarim by a Ger, you're not going to be over the Lav of Mammon, because Lav of Mammon demands the Mice of Lachatz, which you don't have.
But how are you over the generic Mammon?
Because the generic Isser by Yisrael is formulated based upon the effect, not based upon the specific medium.
And when you're talking about the Ger?
By the Ger, the Torah formulated the Lavin differently than it did by the Yisrael. It formulated the Lavin based upon the specific medium.
In addition to the effect?
The effect, no, it's not Isser of the effect. By the Lavin, by the Ger, the Isser is not the effect. It's the specific medium of overcharging him or calling him in.
So then how are you over on three?
Because you're over the two of the Yisrael. Because those Lavin are formulated based upon effects.
So it's not addition to the effect. Well, if the love for affecting
him. Yeah, stating, but why is that so? Why is it by the Yisrael, it's by the effects, and by the Ger, it's not?
I'll explain that. Because by Ger, you could separate the lavim based on effects, because the effects are separable. But by a Ger, you can't make two lavim on these two effects, because they're identical. So if you want to have a lav of Ger, you have to do it based upon the action. You don't have two lavim by ger. You have to be tofes the action. You can't say the effect. There aren't two effects. There's only one effect in the ger.
Do you understand already?
Yeah, I think I see what he's saying.
Okay, go ahead.
I think what he's saying is, by Yisrael, when they give the two categories of Mama and Dvarim, it's really an impeachment of the Gavra, his self-respect. So you can say if you're doing one, the effect is that it will also encompass the other one as well, because you're impeaching the Gavra. But when it comes to the Ger, it's an impeachment, not of the Gavra, but it's a specific mice of attack. It's attack on his money, or it's attack on Dvarim. It's not the effect, otherwise you couldn't, it's the specific mice, otherwise you couldn't have the separate lav by the Ger. It would just be redundant.
It'd be one lav. It'd
be one lav. By the Ger specifically, there's a source of mice for Dvarim and source of mice for Mamo, and their specific actions. It's not the effect, because if it were the effect, you couldn't count them as two separate lavim by the Ger. See, by the regular person, you can count them two separate lavim because it's the individual person. It is two maisa.
Right,
but for the ger, right, because it exists in the framework of maisa for a non-ger. But for a ger, it's only the effect. But now when you're in the category of a ger, to have two separate maisa, they have to be classified as distinct maisa, not as effects. Because if it was classified as effects, you wouldn't have two.
There's only one effect.
Yeah, you couldn't have one.
How do you end up with three? Shouldn't you end up with only one? It's only a
you always violate the law of the both of the Yisrael, both law by the Yisrael, by the Ger, and you're going to all violate the one by the Ger, depending on which mice you do.
He's saying that the law that are articulated by an individual, for the individual who's not a Ger, their activities, the mice, the distinct mice, but for a Ger, it's an attack on the person. So therefore, you're always over both of them. When you do for a ger, but now besides that, the ger has two categories of maisim that you're over.
But he shouldn't have two categories.
What?
The Torah has two separate lavim by a ger.
I agree, Torah has, but explain to me logically.
Yeah, one
of what? Of what? What's the logic?
In other words, if you're going to tell me whenever you're ma'ana the ger, it spills over to the other ger.
That's
yes.
In terms of the effect.
Yeah, the effect spills over.
But now there's
but
also...
But you don't do both mices then.
So isn't that the issue of the effect?
Yeah, but the...
There
by Losonius is Achiv and Altonius is Amisa.
Right,
so that's the issue.
But right.
The Torah has two other lavas.
Yeah.
And those
by
are
Ger.
Those
are formulated differently.
Those are
I don't understand how it works.
Why are they formulated differently or how are they formulated? What's your question?
Now my question is, how could you have a lav by a Ger that's going to be limited to, for instance, Mama?
Because it's not... The issue is not the... The lav is not the effect.
The
lav is the mice. Not by a Ger.
Why not?
What is it?
But it is the effect.
Owing by the lav and by Yisrael,
right, correct.
Is it measured by the effect of the ger? But,
yeah, but
the
we're saying the whole framework of Losonu is effect.
That's lav and by the Yisrael.
Yeah,
but
Yisrael.
You couldn't do that by the ger.
Why not?
Because there isn't two effects, there's only one effect. He always has the same effect. He's a sensitive person. Whatever you do one, you always produce the same effect. So you can't be machali the lavim based upon effect. You have
when
to,
you're in his framework, you have to deal with him like you deal with Yisrael and Yisrael's
no, but the Torah has two
in Yisrael's framework, you're dealing with this two distinct maisos. So in the Ger's framework, it has to be in two distinct actions as well. But once, but you're still, when you're in the Ger's framework, besides the maiso, you're over the attack on the individual, which encompasses both lavim of Yisrael.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Misa that you're over?
Yeah, good question.
Misa is overcharging him or calling him names.
Yeah, but it's not an Issa Misa. It's
by
an Issa
Ger, it is.
But what is it? Like
I mean, by a Ger, there's a specialist in Misa.
It is a Misa that produces an effect.
It doesn't exist by Israel.
By Israel, the Misa is not essential to violating the law. You don't need the Misa to violate the law. If you produce the effect, you violate the law by Israel.
Which
for Ger, you mean?
Well,
by Israel?
No. The lavim by the Yisrael. If you produce the effect, you're over the lav.
How can you do that?
How can you produce the effect?
Without the lav.
Without the mice? What are you saying?
Without the mice.
Because if you overcharge him, you're producing the effect of onos dvarim. And if you call names, you're producing the effect of onos mamon. The way to violate the two lavim that are generic, the way you violate them is by producing the effect. But the way to violate the Isser by the Ger is the Misa is essential. You can't just produce the effect, but you don't have the Misa. You're not going to violate it.
He's saying that by a Ger, I'm being over a Misa without the effect.
No, I'm saying you are violating, having the effect. But
you're being over the effect.
Yeah, but the essence of the law, in order to violate the law, you have to do the ma'aseh. You need lachatz. You're not over los lachatzenim. You can't be over los lachatzenim by calling him a name. You produce the effect of... Because the Torah demands, it formulates as lachatz, it's mechalik the law based upon the ma'aseh. The ma'aseh are essential to the violation. Yes, you see, it's being motzi in specific forms of lachatz, of mamon. It demands the mice of mamon by Yigar. But by Yisrael, formulates in terms of the effect.
What was kind of speculation about changing the law? If you say that by a ger it's different, that there's a spillover, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the lava of the ger. The lava of the ger is that it's different. Why? Because since he's sensitive, there's a spillover, and you're over both. So how many lava do I have? Two or three? No, forget about the mice. Forget about that. How many?
So how many times four. Does Horus say it?
Should
three.
Well,
Horus says three.
Three.
Which
why?
Because los onos ager means that the onos ager is different because you're over on the two lavin.
Right.
So that's another lav.
Oh. To be onos to.
Exactly.
Okay.
Explain it to him.
That by a ger, since he's extra sensitive, to carry out the ona, which is two, is going to be a new lav.
Exactly.
So why do you need two by a ger?
What do you mean?
Why do you need two lav by a ger? So you should have one lav by a ger.
Because those are the two.
Just like by Evan. Just like by Evan. It should be one. It shouldn't be two separate.
What should it be?
I don't know. I'll tell us again.
No, because it's telling you on either one. In either one, those are two different phenomena. Like Shlomo asked me, how do you go backwards? Remember?
Yeah.
So it's two different phenomena.
What's two different phenomena?
In other words, it's two different phenomena to say, one phenomena is to say that if you're over, if you put him down as a financial person, that you're also putting him down as a person. And another one is if you put him down as a person, put him down as a financial person. That's a different, those are two different ideas.
Okay.
Although they have one common denominator, that you're putting them down under both categories in either case.
By the ger.
By the ger.
So whatever you do one, you're always doing the other.
That's right. So therefore, okay. The love by the ger is a different love. The love by the ger is don't do both to him.
So why can't you have one love by a ger, which says don't do both to him?
No,
there's two ways to do both to him.
You can't say it this way.
Either way, you're doing both them, right?
Right. You need me to tell you just explain that either way, don't do both.
You should do
them.
Just like you did by an Eva.
No, but now you explain the Torah. You have to explain the reason. The Torah is telling you that. It's telling you a special love by a ger, and it has to be a special love because the love by the ger is not to do both. That when you do the ger, you do both. But
yeah.
That itself counts as another love.
Yeah, but that doing both is specific, whether it's onos mamonos firm, right? So
you're saying both.
Yeah,
right.
So, why
so, so it's a maisa, you're saying. So it's an issa maisa because it's producing both results.
You're saying lo sel chatzanim means don't do both?
Right. Lo sel chatzanim. The onos ager is different.
Well, it's lachatz. Lachatz means mamon.
Yeah.
So how do you get don't do both?
Because the Torah is telling you a new love by the ger of lo sel chatzanu, because if you do that, it's different than by Yisrael. And how is it different? Because you're doing both them at the same time.
So that's the third one.
So
even if I do another zvarm, I should be doing both them.
Yes, that's
I should be
true.
Over lo sel chatzanu on another zvarm.
What's that?
When I do another zvarm to ger,
yes.
I should be over lo sel chatzanu.
No.
Why? I did both.
No. We're saying when you do lo sonu means onos dvar.
Okay.
And it's telling you a special law by the ger not to do onos dvar. Why? Because by the gear, if you do an os dvarim, you also do an os mamon.
Okay.
That's why the Torah has to add by the gear.
Right.
So now you have three.
Right.
And now it has to tell you vice versa. Not vice versa, but it has to tell you also that when you shouldn't be ma'anim with mamon, because when you do it with him in a mamon, it spills over to
right.
dvarim.
Right.
So that's a third love.
Yeah.
That's itself a third love.
But why would I do an os dvarim? Am I not over lo sechatzenu?
No, because that's lo sechatzenu, lo sonu and lo sechatzenu by the ger is telling you don't do it to him because you'll be over both.
Okay. So
that's a different. It's a different phenomena. One and one is not always equal to two. In other words, when you have one and one over here, you have a combination which is a new love. But it includes two separate loving. So it's three.
So with lo tonos agar and lo tazatzenu, then it does, both of those things do produce the same degradation in him, right?
Exactly.
And just okay, that by one you're doing it through one means and one, by one you're doing it through the other means, right?
So aren't the lavins differentiated because one you only violate through means A and one you only violate through means B? Isn't that what differentiates the two lavins by a gear?
Yeah.
Don't produce the same effect through means A, it's one lav, and don't produce the same effect through means B.
Right.
And what differentiates the lavin is the means you're employing.
Yeah, but The Rambam is saying that the love of the ger is the very love of don't be over both love.
Right.
But if it were.
But that's a third thing.
No, then you violate both. If you formulate it that way, you should always violate all four. Because
lochotzenu is telling you again. Don't do an os mamon by him because you'll be violating both.
Fine. Don't do this specific maisa because it'll produce both these effects. So the specific maisa is the essential to the law.
That's not the specific maisa.
So if it's the effects, right? You always produce the same effect. So you should always be over all the lava.
You see, that's exactly what fits into his lashon. Mitnei shehotzi akos v'shneim b'lashon ha'noya stam. So therefore, the iser is the affect
right.
in the person. Okay,
right.
And then he says, "The kefo halavin beger b'shnei advarim beferish," and it's beferish. It was machpil. Why? Because it wanted to show you by the ger it's different. And how is it showing? What is it saying by the ger is different? He's saying because by the ger, don't do it because you'll be over both love. But that's a third love. That itself is a third love. You follow? It's 100% logical, and the lashon fits in perfectly.
By the Torah, the way they structured, they're emphasizing that.
And it has to do it, and it does it twice. And you have to do it twice.
Why? Why can't you just make?
Because it's telling you this spillover from Dvarim to Mamon. And then the other way around too.
Right.
That's also chotzenu. It works the other way around. But in each case, what he's saying in each case is that you shouldn't be over both lavin because you shouldn't do this to the gear because you're over both lavin. So that itself is another love.
I understand the sense of making a love against doing another love.
What do you mean?
That's redundant.
It's telling you, it is telling you the gelo sonu. You shouldn't do anoa. Why? Because if you do anoa for him, since he's a sensitive fellow, you'll be over both of them at once. That there's no love of both of them at once.
Wouldn't you just be over two loving, and that would be
no. In other words, this is introducing a new iser of anoas dvarim. And this is our newest form is to be ma'ana a person where there's a spillover. That's a different phenomenon.
Right.
Just to clarify, it's not to be over on the two lavim. It's to
right.
produce the two effects.
That's good. But, you, but by virtue of that?
Not to do the two.
I understand what I'm saying. I think the Raman's very abstract. The Raman's very abstract. That's why I think they didn't pick him up. But it fits in perfectly into what his Lashon is saying.
Yeah, in terms of the Limud HaPsukim, when you're talking about the regular Yisrael, it says Lo Sonu twice. Stam. Doesn't tell you if it's Devarim or Mammon. So you have to minimize what this here is, because you don't have a right to
well,
say more
one
than
is on Mammon and one is on Devarim.
Right, but they're both Stam. Like they both say...
Okay, but one is definitely Mammon, one is definitely
Devarim. Right, so the Limud is that they're both, that you have to minimize each one to one thing. But once you have the Isser Beferish, then the generic Lo Sonu is Stam. So now they're just Lavin, which are part of the Isser Beferish. So that's how you get three. But by Yisrael, you don't have the Isser Beferish, so you need to make the Psukim that seems Stam
exactly.
Beferish.
Yeah.
So where's the third?
Yeah.
He's predisposed.
To me, it's like a Ron Cutler's says, borrow to Mr. Rossum Sinai. He always said it when I liked this show. Borrowed to Mr. Rossum Sinai.
Sounds like a bully move.
Well, you wouldn't say it to him if you were there. I'm sorry, Rabbi Mann is near.
Yeah, he
would have loved it.
He would have said, Barnes.
No, because the Rambam is a master conceptual logician. And in terms of conceptual logic here, that third one to the Ger is not identical with either one of those before. Although by nature it's going to make you be over on both of them.
That's interesting.
What?
That's interesting. Yeah, you don't find that in anyway.
I know.
What's the difference between the two different
that's
third
like
ones? There's a third one.
I'm getting a little overexcited.
That's the question. What's usually the two third ones?
Yeah, there's the third one, the Dvarim, and the third one, the Mammon. So how are they different? Because
it's telling you that if you do it with Dvarim, you're gonna have a combination of the two. And if you do it with Mammon, you'll have a combination of the two as well.
Right. Why count that twice?
Has to tell you to
count
both
that
ways.
Once.
Yes.
Right.
Has to both ways, like.
One, but still one love. Just saying.
Which one was asked before?
Just saying it twice according to you. It's just telling
no.
you that both do both.
Does anybody understand?
Yeah, the whole point is that two things are gonna happen when you're over this lav. And the Torah is trying to keep you away from doing this by a ger because two things are gonna happen. So a third one comes in to tell you don't do this because two things are gonna happen.
Yeah, that's no problem. The problem
is
not the third one, right? The problem is the fourth one.
There's only
one problem.
No.
How do you have four?
No.
How do you have four?
There are two different third ones.
If you don't differentiate three and four based on the Maisa, it's the exact same thing.
That's
the whole thing, you have the same Maisa?
No.
It's susceptibility. Far, rather. Mr. Russell missing. How do you differentiate three and four?
That sounds like bullying.
How are you differentiating the third and fourth law from each other? What's the difference between the two? Isn't the specific mice the only difference between the two? You produce the exact same effect in both the third and fourth lav.
No, the difference between the two is that one has one, and then you have one that has one plus one.
What? Let's just talk about the lav by
one.
Three and four. Just
he's saying,
forget the answer.
Put it in your terms. You're a mathematician.
No.
You have one. And you have one.
Other one.
And then you have one plus one. And that's three.
Yeah, but one plus one is commutative. You can add one plus one either way. It doesn't matter. Nothing changes.
No, it does change. Because
why?
It's a different law. Because there's a law of one plus one. by virtue of the fact that it's the love of one plus one, it makes it a different love.
What's the difference between Onos Mammon plus Onos Dvarim and Onos Dvarim plus Onos Mammon? They equal the same thing.
No, you have to tell me that it's so in both cases.
Because there's two different ways of bringing it about.
Like Shlomo asked me before, you have to tell me there's a spillover from Dvarim to Mammon. And that there's a spillover from Mammon to Dvarim.
Is it different when Mammon causes Dvarim?
In other words, you have to tell me in each case that it's 1 plus 1.
But it is. It is 1 plus 1 in both cases.
But you wouldn't know otherwise. 1 plus 1.
But
I wouldn't know, fine, but it is the same, right?
What?
It is the same. So then, in either case, you're doing the exact same thing. You're producing 1 plus 1. There's just two different ways of doing that.
Well, that's why you have one love of Losan.
And what differentiates them? The ways you produce the same effect.
You produce the 1 plus 1.
Yeah. Right. So the two ways are the two lavim. It's the same effect, but
that's right.
Two separate
lavim,
two separate ways of producing it.
Yeah. So that's why it's three.
It's not like a lav of Mysa. It's just that this effect will be brought about by...
No, the two lavim. What differentiates the two lavim is you're bringing out the same effect, but one of them you're doing through the medium of Mammon, and one you're doing, that's lav 3, and lav 4 is when you bring out that same effect through the medium of Dvar.
Right.
That's lav 4.
Okay.
So what differentiates the lavim by the gear from each other is the Mysa, because they both produce the same effect.
Why is there everything that's more complicated to use the word Mysa and to use the word media?
No, because all I'm saying, I'm not bringing any new ideas. I'm not saying that the love of Losono by Agar doesn't have the same meaning as the love of Losono by Yisrael. That one means Meissen, one means effect. You can't do that to the Torah. You're tearing it apart.
The different effects, even just within the meaning.
Yeah, in other words, it's a different effect because it's an effect of 1 plus 1. But a 1 plus 1 effect is both different because it's different in nature, and also it's individual as well because you're going to be over both lavin.
And There are two different ways to produce that. Why is that two separate lavim?
Well, that's what I'm trying to explain to you for the 15th time.
They're brought about by different circumstances.
Actions.
Okay, so you do another thing.
But the different actions. It's not a different action. It's the same action as you have by Losonu.
No, I'm from each other. The two lavim of the gear, just the gear from each other. What determines which lavim of the gear I'm over?
What you do?
The mice is what's mechalik that. Because they both produce the same effect.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the concept.
Not that there's a different mice here.
Well, the essence of what differentiates them is the mice.
No, it's not.
If you say the essence of the lav is the effect, then you can't differentiate them.
No, the essence of the lav is that you're not allowed to instill a double effect. And the issur of instilling a double effect is through one method A or through method B.
Either way, you should be over both. You should be over four lavim.
No, he doesn't mean to say that to be mechalik between the Yisrael and the ger is because it's two different mice. He means just between the...
Well, you always need a mice. How do you get mechalik from anything?
You don't mean that, right?
No,
you
of course
don't,
not.
Right. How are you mechalik by Yisrael?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying
how are you mechalik by Yisrael between the Osonu of Noz Dvarim and Osonu of what?
The effect.
It doesn't matter whether you say mice or effect. It's the same thing.
No.
You're just calling it another name.
No. Those are very different. If it was by the mice, if the law by Israel was dependent upon mice, you can never be over both by a deer. It's impossible. You have to be over the mice of mama when you do an Osvar.
You're saying the mice.
How can you even talk about mice?
The lav is
the
different.
Lav is the effect. You don't have to talk about mice. The lav is to create a double effect.
You could do this with
after Yisrael.
To create a double effect in the gear.
And what's the lav?
Not the mice. It's to create a double effect in the gear.
Which lav is that?
That's two loving on that one.
That's right.
You're creating a double effect through Losanu.
That's one.
And you create because of that effect.
That's one love.
And now you're creating a double effect through the effect from Mama.
Through the Mysa of Mama. You like Mysa.